So this time, as I told that we will be discussing the questions. Because the question bank was given to you quite late, just last week you received it. So, we have a workbook. Everybody got the workbooks? अभी बचा नहीं, एक भी नहीं बचा, ठीक है. क्या आई कैन रीड, एक भी नहीं बचा, बहुत करना पड़ेगा. सो दिस वर्कबुक कंसिस्ट ऑफ सम क्वेश्चंस. दिस क्वेश्चंस यू हैव टू आंसर देम. सो लास्ट टाइम आई टोल्ड दैट वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस दिस क्वेश्चन बिकॉज यू मे फील सम डिफिकल्टी. These new people would find some difficulty, not so much. They are all in the books, Prabhupada books. We'll just highlight where they are and what is this all about. So who knows the answer to the first question in the introduction? Yes. Bhishma Parva. Now second question. Srila Prabhupada dedicates Bhagavad Gita as it is to Baladevi, Srila Baladevidya Bhushan, who wrote the Govinda Bhashya. Very good. What are the 3-6 heads in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita? Hex heads. Three hex heads. Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga. The first 6 chapters talk about Karma Mishra Bhakti. The second 6 chapters, that means 7th and 12th chapter, talks about devotion, that is Bhakti Yoga. And the last 6 chapters talk about Jnana Yoga. And a summary of it is there in the workbook, in the study book or the study guide, in the page number, say, 40. Yeah, we have this here. Page number 40, handbook, first 1, 2, 3, find it there. The Gita may be divided into 3 parts of 6 chapters each as follows. That is the answer. I don't write the full one, just first 6 talk about this, second 6, third 6. Okay, now. What is the other name of Bhagavad Gita? Gitopanishad. That is the first line of the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. What is the spirit in which Bhagavad Gita has to be read? Explain with an example. What is the spirit? Open Bhagavad Gita, you will find the medicine and the bottle. On the prescription, how to take the medicine is given in the bottle itself. That is the example. Now, what is the spirit in which we are studying Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita should be taken up in a spirit of devotion. If you see in the introduction itself, you will find page number 6. Last paragraph, you will have. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita should be taken up in the spirit of devotion. One should not think that he is equal to Krishna, nor should he think Krishna is an ordinary person or even a great personality. Lord Krishna is the supreme personality of God. So the whole section, starting from the introduction, that is Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita is also called Gita Upanishad, from there till this line, Srila Prabhupada explains that Bhagavad Gita should be accepted in the spirit of devotion, that means accepting Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, etc. Because Krishna says to Arjuna that I am explaining this science to you because you are my friend and a devotee. Bhaktos ime saka cheti rahasyam hetuttamam. So, sixth page, last paragraph. That's the answer you find. So this introduction you have to study fully. Is some difference in the pages? Which one? Achha, in the new edition it is first paragraph. In the old edition it is the last paragraph. That's just like that. Okay. How was Arjuna related to Krishna and what are the five rasas? So these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 which are mentioned in page number 5. One may be devotee in passive state, isn't it? Is there? And immediately after that you will find, what do you find there? After the 5? What is it? Arjuna is in relationship with the Lord as a friend. So he is in which rasa? Sakya rasa. Okay. In this connection, you see, Srila Prabhupada quotes in the fourth page, in the fourth chapter of the Gita 4:1-3, the Lord says, in the last verse, says, Sayevayam maya tedya yoga prokta puratana bhaktosime sakachi trasyam hedatuttamam. So he says that, my dear Arjuna, you are my friend, bhakta, and you are my friend, that is saka. You are my devotee and my friend. That is why I am explaining this science to you. So now you are clear about the answer for this. What is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita? Now you have in the old, new edition it is 6th page. That is 6th page, 2nd paragraph. Just what is Bhagavad Gita? The purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to deliver mankind from the nescience of material existence. This is the purpose. And because of the nescience, everybody is put into so many difficult ways. Arjuna was in difficulty. Having in his... every man is put into difficulty in many ways. As Arjuna was having difficulty in fighting, in having to fight the battle of Kurukshetra. Arjuna surrendered onto Sri Krishna and completely... And consequently, this Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Not only Arjuna, but everyone is of us in full of anxiety because of this material existence. Our very existence is in the atmosphere of non-existence. Actually, we are not meant to be threatened by the non-existence. Our existence is eternal, but somehow or other we are put into asat. Asat refers to that which does not exist. So that is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. To deliver people from nescience. Nescience means we are all suffering, we have so much of anxiety. Get out of this anxiety. Like Arjuna was also confused, Arjuna was also in anxiety. By hearing Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna got out of this difficulty. So in the same way, we can also get out of these difficulties by studying Bhagavad Gita. Who are the proper students for understanding Bhagavad Gita? No. Yes. Those who begin to question why they are suffering or where they have come from and where they should go after death are the proper students of understanding Bhagavad Gita. That means atato brahma jignyasa. Those who are inquisitive, they are the proper students of understanding Bhagavad Gita. Now you have this 6th page, 3rd paragraph. 6th page, 3rd paragraph you have this. Who are the proper students of understanding Bhagavad Gita? Next. What are the 5 subject matters? You
You have all the five subject matters? Where are the five subject matters of Bhagavad Gita mentioned? Introduction. Page number 7. So you have this five subject matters of Bhagavad Gita, that is Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala and Karma. Page number 7. So Ishvara means what? Supreme Lord. Jiva means a living entity. Prakriti means material nature. Kala, time and karma, activities. Anybody is finding some difficulty? No difficulty. Okay. Very simple questions. Now, why are the words spoken by the Lord called Apaurusheya? I had a cross over many pages. Yeah, I'll tell them. Apaurusheya means beyond Purusha. Open the 15th page in the old edition. Not five, not with five. Page number 15, you open there. Got it? Vedic knowledge is not the question of research. That paragraph. 14th page. Second paragraph. 14th page, but second paragraph. In that, you read, Vedic knowledge is not the question of research. Now there are big institutes named Vedic Research Institute. You heard about it? Vedic research. But Vedic scriptures are not subject matter for any research because they are already proven. You have to research a thing because of what? Because there may be something wrong there. That's why you have to do some research. So Vedic subjects are not subjected to any research because they are completely perfect. So Apaurusheya. Now go. In that paragraph, Vedic knowledge is not a question of research. Go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 15th line. Yeah. The words spoken by the Lord are called Apaurusheya, meaning they are different from words spoken by person of mundane world who is infected by four defects. Now what will be the answer for this question? Why the words spoken by the Lord are Apaurusheya? Because the words spoken by me or some ordinary person in this world would be subjected to defect. Purusha means what? Ordinary living beings. Apaurusha means beyond Purusha. Apaurusha. Purusha, Apaurusha. Beyond Purusha. So Krishna is not an ordinary living entity. So when Krishna speaks something, it cannot be put in the same category of some scientist speaking or somebody speaking some book. So Bhagavad Gita cannot be compared to ordinary books of this world. The ordinary books of this world will have definitely some defects. What are the defects? They are mentioned here. Anybody can read all the four defects? Prabhupada writes, a mundaner. Number one, sure to commit mistakes. Number two, is invariably illusion. Number three, tendency to cheat others. Four, you are supposed to write all the four in the answer to this question, saying that ordinary person would have four defects, whereas the Lord doesn't have these four defects. That is why he is called what? So all the words spoken by the Lord, they are called Apaurusheya. Next. What is the difference between religion and Sanatana Dharma? Word religion. Got the paragraph? 16th page last. Okay. The old edition it is 18th page. The English word religion is little different from Sanatana Dharma. Religion conveys the idea of faith, and faith may change. Suppose now somebody thinks I am Hindu. Like these days, some people in the villages they are thinking I am Hindu. After some time, there is some Christian missionary who comes and says, "I will give bread and butter, become a Christian." Oh, you can eat non-veg at the same time follow religious principles, so you can become a Christian. So everybody is taking Christianity. So now, is Hinduism religion? Is Hinduism is Sanatana Dharma? No, it's a faith. So already some I got some faith. Later on, I don't have faith in you because you know you not did it properly. I'll have faith in him because he is giving me bread and butter. After some time, somebody says, "Oh, you can marry 4 people." Then I don't have faith in you because you say only marry 1. There they are saying marry 4. What's better for me? So I'll go there. So I have faith in them. So whatever I want, they are telling. So that's very nice. So that's called religion. But now Sanatana Dharma means what? Something which doesn't change. So now here, the answer for this question, what is the difference between religion and Sanatana Dharma? The difference is that religion, Sanatana Dharma or ordinary religion is something which you can change, something faith like Hinduism, Christianity, Islam. Just go on changing faith. Now I am this. But Sanatana Dharma means the intrinsic quality of the soul which cannot be separated from the soul. So what is Sanatana Dharma? To love and serve. That is why Srila Prabhupada here writes, "The lower animals serve human beings and the servants as servants serve the master. A serves B, B serves C, C serves D and so on." So you find everybody is serving somebody or another. So service cannot be separated from the soul. So to serve is the eternal religion of the soul, Sanatana Dharma. That is why if you say Sanatana Dharma, people accept it. If you say Hindu, people will not accept it. That is the thing. Okay. What is Vedanta Sutra and what is the natural commentary on it? Yes, where is it? Page number 27. Yes. 27 in the old edition. The new edition must be somewhere at 25 or something like that. So all the Vedic literature is summarized in Vedanta Sutra. And for further guidance, he gave a natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. That is just for your information, we will discuss sometime later about this. So Vedanta Sutra is a summary of all the Vedic scriptures. And the natural commentary in Vedanta Sutra is what? Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. Now, how is it possible that we can perform our duty perfectly at the same time think of Krishna always?
Okay. 26th, first line, 26th page, verse. In the old edition, page 28. Ah. So see that.
10th line.
Yeah, yeah. Kirtanaya Sadari. One should practice chanting the names of the Lord. The names are non-different from Sri Chaitanya. Before that you go, the Lord therefore tells Arjuna that he need not give up his occupation, but while he is engaged in occupation, he should remember Krishna. If he doesn't practice remembering Krishna while he is struggling for existence, then it will be not possible for him to remember Krishna at the time of death. Where is that story which Sri Chaitanya says to Sanatana Goswami? It is given here. That a young lady who is... it is there here. So I want this story to be given by you. Not story, it's an example. So, the Acharyas give the following example. How is it possible? Acharyas give the following example. If a married woman, you know, see the paragraph, that is the answer for this question. If a married woman is attached to another man, or the man has an attachment for a woman other than his wife, then the attachment is considered very wrong. Very strong. One with such an attachment is always thinking of the loved one. The wife who is thinking of her lover is always thinking of meeting him. Even while she is carrying out her household chores. In fact, she carries out her household work even more carefully, so her husband will not suspect her attachment. Similarly, we should always remember the Supreme Lover, Sri Krishna, at the same time perform our material duties very nicely. A strong sense of love is required here. If we have a strong sense of love for the Supreme Lord, then we can discharge our duty and at the same time remember Him. But we have to develop the sense of love. Arjuna, for instance, was always thinking of Krishna. He was constant companion of Krishna. At the same time, he was warrior. Krishna did not advise him to give up fighting and go to forest to meditate. When Lord Krishna delineates yoga system to Arjuna, Arjuna says that the practice of the system is not possible for him. He goes on. So I want this story to be there, this particular example for the answer to this question. Now what are the 9 courses of devotional service? Page number in the new edition? 27. Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnasparanam. The sloka itself is there. Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnasparanam, Padasevanam, Varchanam, Andanam, Dasyam, Sakshyam, Atmanivedanam. Okay? This is the answer. Write the analogy of Upanishad in the cow. Last page. 30. In the new edition. That Sarva Upanishad Gavo Dogda Gopalandana Artho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Buddham Gita Amritam Mahat. So here the cow, all the Upanishads are compared to what? Cow. Sarva Upanishad Gavo. Who is Krishna compared to? Cowherd boy. Dogda Gopalandana. Who is the calf? Arjuna is the calf. And what is the milk? Bhagavad Gita is the milk. Bhagavad Gita is the milk. Veda is not the milk. Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat. So Gita is called Amrita. Why is it called Amrita? What is the meaning of Amrit? Without any end. Mrita means end, death. Amrita means it doesn't have any death. This is the answers to the introduction. So now everybody will get 100 out of 100 if I give an exam on this. Quite simple questions. Isn't it? Very simple. Anybody finds difficulty? Raise your hands. Nobody finds difficulty. First question. Yes. What is the answer to the first question, Sita and Ruth? Introduction. First question answer. 25-42 Bhishma. 25-42 Bhishma. Okay. Now I'll specifically ask the answer for different question for different people. So be ready. At least you should know where it is. So let's see. On the toes now. Yaduna Dhruv, the answer for the seventh question. Where is it? Yeah, if you know that you can tell it. Okay, purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to deliver mankind from Nisayans and Middle East. What, because of Nisayans, what's happening? We are all in anxiety. As Arjuna got out of anxiety by studying Bhagavad Gita, we can also get out of anxiety. Okay, now. Vadva Prabhu, fourth. Fourth question. Answer for the fourth.
Another name of Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
It is Gita Upanishad.
Gita Upanishad. Very good. Okay, let's see. Ninth question. Avana Mataji. Ninth question answer.
Five petals of the Bhagavad Gita in Ishwara Jiva, Prakruti, Kala, and
Okay, five, very good. Now, 11th question. Here from Mataji. Anang Manjari Mataji.
Can I read?
Yeah, you can read. Very good. So where is it exactly? Which page? Which page number? 18. Okay, right on. Nice. Okay. Sixth question. Kamlesh Prabhu. Sixth question. How was Arjuna related to Krishna and what are the five rasas? Page Prodi.
Huh?
Yeah, very good. Active state. Friend. How was Arjuna related to Krishna? As a friend, Bhaktavasi Mesaka. That is why Arjuna, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. So these, technically these five things are called Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. Okay. 12th question, Bablu. 12th. See, you know that. Don't say. You don't tell. What is Vedanta Sutra and what is the natural commentary on it? Who is that he in that sentence? Vyasa. Okay. Okay, so here. Give the analogy of the Upanishad, Krishna. Analogy of the Upanishads and the cow. Last page. No, we want it in comparison form, not a sentence form. Analogy like this. Upanishad, cow, like that. Then I can understand that you understood. Upanishads are cows compared to cows. Sarva Upanishad Oga. Okay, next.
Arjun is calf.
Calf. Krishna is a cowherd boy. Milk is? Is? Bhagavad Gita. Very good. Okay, next. So you go to chapter 1 now. So now everybody is confident of introduction. If you even 1 mark, if you get less, actually you did not get less. I got less. So be careful. At least for my sake. Everybody should get 100 out of 100. Next question. Next chapter. What is the significance of Dharma Kshetre? Dharma Kshetra. If you open the first chapter, first verse, purport, you find in the last paragraph. Kshetra means field. You have the field? Paddy field. As in the paddy field, the unnecessary plants are taken out, so it is expected from the very beginning of these topics that in the religious field, Dharma Kshetra of Kurukshetra, so religious field of Kurukshetra, Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra means what? Religious field of Kurukshetra, where the father of religion, Krishna, was present, the unwanted plants like Duryodhana's sons, Dhritarashtra's sons, Duryodhana and others would be wiped out, and the thoroughly religious persons headed by Yudhishthira would be established by the Lord. You already got where this point is? Now how does the Bhagavad Gita open? Open with this verse. Where Dhritarashtra, he asks one question to whom? So how many of you memorized this first verse? Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre. Okay, most of you. So what time is convenient for all of you to come and attend the shloka class? Before the class or after the class? Before the class. So class starts at 11:45, isn't it? So 11 o'clock till 11:45, you can have shloka recitation class. Where to have? Prasadam Hall. Okay, Prasadam Hall for Mataji's, who will take? Anna Mandir Maji can take? You can. You cannot, so good. Who will take? Mansi will take. You know all the 27 shlokas? She is too young to take. Okay, but age is not a factor, so we can take. Will you take? Okay, she will take. 11 o'clock for the Mataji's, Mansi will take. Even if one comes, even nobody comes, you can sit and decide. For the men, Prabhuji's will take. Kalpesh Prabhu will take. Okay, Kalpesh Prabhu will take. So how many of men would attend the class 11 o'clock? Okay, at least you have 5-6 people. Good. Here, how many mothers would attend 11 o'clock? Okay, many of you. Okay. Answered. So if some problem is there, Megal should help. From 11 o'clock onwards, in the Prasadam Hall, we can all do the Shloka recitation class. Prabhuji's can have on one corner, Madhuji's can have another corner, till we have the classrooms ready. Okay. So now we know the answer for the first question, what is the meaning of Dharma Kshetra? Now next, what is the significance of Mamaka Pandavascheva? If you actually you can only get these questions little bit, for those who do not know the shloka, first shloka, they find it a little bit difficult. Hey, what is this? Too much of Sanskrit and all. But if you know the shloka, it's quite easy. You hear it, so yeah, these are the things. You know the shloka. So Mamaka Pandavascheva. Mamaka means what? Mind. Pandavascheva means the sons of Pandavas. So now Duryodhana Dhritarashtra is saying, Sanjaya, Dharma Kshetriya Kurukshetra, Dhamma Yudha Yudhsava. In the Kurukshetra, they all are assembled to fight. Who are assembled to fight? Mamaka, my people, and Pandavascheva. What is the significance of Mamaka and Pandavascheva? So find it here. In the first word, passport itself. The same paragraph. Both Pandavas and the sons of Dhritarashtra belong to the same family, but Dhritarashtra's mind is disclosed. He deliberately claimed only his sons as gurus, and he separated the sons of Pandu from the family heritage. One can thus understand the specific position of Dhritarashtra in relation with his nephew, the son of Pandu. So he was in the bodily concept of life. He was thinking that, oh, they are my people and these people are their people. So I should fight with them. So he was ignorant. He was in ignorance. What was the ignorance? Aham mama iti ajnana. Aham means I am somebody. Mama means this is my kingdom. I am the king and this is my kingdom. So this is the ignorance. Okay. What is the significance of Kima Kurvata Sanjaya? Kima Kurvata. A little bit intricate. I'll tell the answer for this. And how this is the answer that I'll explain. So first note down the answer. Because you have to prepare for the exam also. What did they do? He was confident both his sons and sons of Indra were assembled in the field of Kurukshetra for a determined engagement in war. Still, his inquiry is significant. You find this? That line, everybody?
Yes.
Okay. He did not want a compromise between cousins and brothers. And he wanted to be sure that the fate of his son on the battlefield, because the battle was arranged to be fought at Kurukshetra, which is mentioned elsewhere in the ways of worship. Even the denizens of heaven, Dhritarashtra, became very fearful about the influence of the holy place on the outcome of battle. This is the answer. Right from he did not want a compromise from that point till battle. That is the answer. Okay. I'll tell you why this is the answer. It's not so easy to understand why this is the answer. So in this answer, you'll find, if you study it again and again, that Dhritarashtra had two kinds of fears. Two fears. What was the first fear which he had? He was feared of the outcome of the battlefield. What is going to happen to my sons? I always give this example. If India is playing a cricket match with Bangladesh, would you ever inquire who won the match? What happened? Why you don't inquire? You know India is going to win. But is playing with Australia? Definitely you would inquire, isn't it? Why? Why would I inquire? Because you're going to lose. Isn't it? That's what you're going to do. Now, which student is having a lot of anxiety about the result? Who has not done nicely to prepare? Somebody who is very confident, he knows he's going to pass. He's having anxiety whether I'll get first or not. That anxiety is different. But he is not having the anxiety whether I'll pass or fail. Only that person has the anxiety who has not done well in the exam. He will have the anxiety that whether I'm going to pass or not. So why Dhritarashtra was having fear? What was the first kind of fear which he had? The outcome of the battle. That is why he is asking, hey, what did they do? Kima kurvata sanjaya. So this one question, kima kurvata sanjaya, shows two kinds of fears which Dhritarashtra had. Number one is, he had the fear of the outcome of the battle. Second fear is, now he knew that Kurukshetra is what? Dharmakshetra. Now his son, what is his name? Duryodhana. He is on the side of what? So, Dharmakshetra, and his son is an adharmic person. Suppose, even if a drunkard comes to the temple, what will happen after some time? He will become okay. If the wine shop wala comes to know my drunkard is going to the temple, he will be in anxiety, he will be fear, he will be having fear. Oh, if he goes to the temple, what is going to happen to my business? Isn't it? Like all the doctors are in a big fear. Why? Because somebody is teaching yoga by which everybody is going to get cured of all diseases. So they don't want people to be really okay. They want people to fall sick. Isn't it? Which doctor doesn't want you to fall sick? If somebody is a doctor, you don't mind. Like somebody was telling, I gave a lecture. In the lecture I told that I was talking about how the world is miserable, and at the end somebody said, came and told, see, it is true that you have to show people that it's very miserable. Then I told him, it is so not only I want to show, I really want people to be miserable. Otherwise, who will come to us? If people don't suffer outside, they will not come to temple. It is true. So that is why there should be a flood, there should be something, there should be some problem. If there is no problem, we don't have a job. You may see it is very cruel in nature, but it is in fact. If there are no problems for people, they would not come there. It is good that if there are people are having problems. Like some one devotee came running to me. And he told I'm completely frustrated and confused. I told it is very good. And he was shocked. I told all the great knowledge came out of confusion. Arjuna was confused, Bhagavad Gita came out. Even what to speak of spiritual knowledge, even material knowledge. Einstein was confused, Newton was confused. They all brought out big theories. I told, if you are confused, it is very good. If you are having a problem, it is very good because you will try to solve it. If you don't even know that there is a problem, then you cannot do anything. You don't progress. Anyhow. So here, the Dhritarashtra had the fear. What was the fear which Dhritarashtra had? Now, the Dhritarashtra is on the side of irreligion. And his son is on the side of irreligion. So he wants his son to be also irreligious. Isn't it? What does a thief want his son to be? Thief only. Like we are discussing the past so many days. What does a doctor want his son to be? Doctor. The same way thief wants his son to be a thief. Now irreligious Dhritarashtra wants his son to be irreligious only. But now you are afraid that my irreligious son Duryodhana has gone to a religious place. Hope religious place is not having any influence on him. If my son becomes religious, what is going to happen? He is going to compromise and say, shake hands with Yudhishthira and say, take your kingdom back. If Duryodhana says, Yudhishthira, take your kingdom back because he has become religious, then what is going to happen to you? Dhritarashtra is going to lose his. So he knew that his son Duryodhana is going to what? Be killed in the war. He knew that. In spite of that, he had another fear. Let him fight, let him die, but he should fight because I want to be the king ultimately. Just see how cruel this person is. Dhritarashtra. The eyes were blind right from birth. And he is talking all learned words, Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, Dharma Kshetre, he knew the history. And he knew Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. In spite of that, his attachment for the kingdom is so much. I want to be the king. So much that let my son die, I don't mind, but he should not compromise and then give the kingdom back to Yudhishthira. He had that fear. That my son should not compromise with. So you're getting the point? So those who did not get the two kinds of fears in the heart of Dhritarashtra, please ask or raise your hand. I'll tell again. I don't mind speaking this 100 times because it is the first point in the whole of Bhagavad Gita. If somebody has not understood, raise your hand. I'll speak again. 10 times I will speak, 100 times I will speak, but I want everybody to understand. Two kinds of fear. Everybody got it? Who has not got it? Raise your hand. Not got it. Okay, I'll speak again. Who has not got it? First fear you got? First fear? No. First fear. Outcome of the battle. What is going to happen? Who is going to win? Who is going to lose? My sons, are they going to lose? That was the fear. First fear, okay? Now the second fear was what? Now, here is irreligious Dhritarashtra and his son is also irreligious. Point number one. So now this irreligious son, Duryodhana, he entered Dharma Kshetra. He has entered. Now Dhritarashtra, who is irreligious, he is having fear because my son, who is irreligious, has entered a religious place. The religious place should not have an influence on this irreligious person, make him also religious. Like, the parents are very much afraid if the children, they go to the temple. If they don't go to the temple, they come and say, oh, you can't go to the temple. When you tell them, the children start coming to the temple. When they start coming to the temple, they come more frequently and sometimes they come whole day and stay in the temple itself. And they don't want to go home. And the parents, they start feeling the fear. What are the fear of the parents? A sadhana bandha. Now you understand the second fear? Dhritarashtra had? So what is the specific standard of Bhagavad Gita? That is quite easy. In the very first chapter itself, first line itself, first paragraph itself, you will find that in the Bhagavad Gita you will find everything what is mentioned in the Vedic scriptures along with but the reader will also find things which are not found elsewhere. This is the specific standard of Gita. What all is there mentioned in the whole of Vedic scriptures? Whatever you say, everything is there in Bhagavad Gita. You got how which line is it? 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. One will find in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the answer. And just because I am telling the answer, it doesn't mean that you should only read that particular part in the Bhagavad Gita and then come. You are supposed to read the whole chapter, whole introduction. Don't take undue advantage of my spoon feeding you. I am just trying to do this because I want you all to get 100%. Okay? Who can see whether Maharaj has come or not? As soon as he comes, he'll start to ask this. Okay, you are there. You don't have anybody. Okay? Now, how can you say Duryodhana is a great diplomat? Read the second and the third words very nicely. I will not tell you the answer for this. The answer is in the third and second and the third verse. Second and third verse. And also you will find in the but this one I will not tell the answer. You just try to use your own activities. I'm just giving you where you'll find the third and second and third words, 10th and 11th. How can you say Duryodhana is a great diplomat? Write any four signs of victory of the Pandavas. That also you can do. Just read, you will find it in the purport itself. Why the hearts of sons of Dhritarashtra were shattered and not that of the Pandavas? You will find in the 16th, 17th verse. No, 19th verse. 19th verse purport, you will find it. Write about the sweet relationship between Krishna and his devotees. 21-22. It's directly there, it's directly from there. And not much explanation is required here because you can read, you will understand. In the introduction, it requires a little bit of explanation, that is why I took a little bit more time for that. Hi, Arjuna is referred as Gudakesha. 24th verse, directly it is mentioned. Why is Arjuna referred as son of Kunti and Partha? 25. One section of some questions, I don't know where it got lost in the computer. At return. It is not printed here. I will give what those questions are next time. It's okay. So chapter 2. The word dash is applicable to a person who knows the value of life and has civilization based on spiritual realization. Aryan. That is the answer. Suppose you will find in the second chapter. A man who has perfect knowledge of the constitution of the individual soul, super soul and nature, both material and spiritual, is called dash, or a sober person.
Nira.
Dash means fixed mind, samadhi. One who has understood this, that only by Krishna consciousness is one really established in intelligence, and that one should practice this art in the guidance of one person's spiritual master, is called dash, a suitable candidate for liberation. Sadhaka. Definitions. First 10 verses, that is for doubts. What are the words that Krishna uses to chastise Arjuna? What are the words he uses to chastise? Vishame anarya dushtvam asargyam akirti karam Arjuna vaibhyam masmaga partha. Second and third verses. That's the translation, that's all. You'll find some certain words there. Just write few. Mention three characteristics of the soul. Just three. Anything. In the whole of the 11th verse to the 30th verse. I just give one question here, because this section we are going to deeply discuss when you come to the Bhakti Shastri course. That is why you just read the whole section and just mention three topics in the soul, three points about the soul. That's quite easy. Size of the soul and it's all there. Just read through and you can get those points. Explain two types of Swadharma. Purport it is there. 31st verse, purport. Meaning of Sankhya philosophy. Sankhya means that which describes details. Sankhya refers to philosophy which describes the real nature of the soul. What are the main subject matters of the Vedas? Text number 45. Stita Prajna. What are the four questions asked by Arjuna? 54, text number 54. Second chapter over. Very quite simple. Nothing much. Explain detail. Suppose if you do those questions in this week, during this week, if you have some doubts or some places, you can ask them. Then come and we can discuss those answers. No problem. Chapter 3. Religion without dash is sentiment, and sometimes when it is the philosophy without dash is. Without religion is gas. Religion without philosophy. Philosophy is the answer. Religion without philosophy is sentiment. And sometimes mysticism. While philosophy without religion is mental speculation. Mental speculation. Without purification, our dash is simply a disturbance for the social order. Sannyasa, renunciation. In the age of Kali, the dash, chanting of the holy names, of the names of God, is recommended by various scriptures, and this transcendental system was introduced by Lord Chaitanya and the deliverance of Arjuna. Sankirtanam. Yajnam. Anything performed without the direction of the Lord is called dash, or unauthorized sinful work. Vikarma. Vikarma. Kings such as Dash attained perfection solely by performing physical activities. Janaka. Janaka. You will find all these answers in the chapters. Now what was the confusion of Arjuna? First verse. First, second. Had the first, second verses. Find the answer there. Who is called a pretender? Mithyasara uchate. Indriyatma, Anuratma, Mithyachara uchate. One who takes a renounced order of life but still thinks of self-gratification is called a pretender, a Mithyachara. Sixth verse. Who should one, how should one perform for the point to verse 9? How, not who, is correct. How? How should one perform? Yajnyartha karmanyatra loko. One should perform work as sacrifice. Text 9. See the 9, very important verse. Text 9. Yajnyartha karmanyatra loko yam karmavandana. So from karma karna, who is a thief? Whom yo bhumte stena yeva saha. One who enjoys without sacrifice. Which verse is that? 12. Text 12. What is the yajna cycle? Two verses are there. What is that verse? Number, verse numbers. 14 and 15. Annadhavanti bhutani parjanyadanna sambhava prajnyodhavati parjanyo yajna karma samutvan dharma brahmodhav vittir brahmakshara samutvan sarvatam brahma nityam vikriya pratishtitam. These words. By the time you all come to Bhakti Shastri, you should get those verses like this. By the time you pass it from the Bhakti Shastri. Karma Yoga, performing the dash work example. Explain why the Lord Himself is engaged in performing prescribed duty. Text 24. When Krishna comes, He does prescribed duty. In Dwaraka, what Krishna used to do? He used to get up early in the morning. He was not sleeping till 8 o'clock. He was not thinking, oh, today is Sunday, I can sleep till 11 o'clock. But he was not thinking like that. Daily he used to get up at 3:30 in the morning. And then he used to take his bath and do his Nitya Karma. And then he used to... and then he used to do what? He used to chant. Krishna used to chant his own name. So after that he used to do what? He used to do some charity. And all these things, everything, whatever he is supposed to do, the king is supposed to do, Krishna used to do. So, how should a devotee encourage common people? At home.
But the question is, why the Lord himself?
Yeah. Why? Because if the Lord is engaged, if He doesn't do, then what's going to happen? People will say, oh, Krishna did not follow, why I should follow? Because Yajna Dakshati Shrestas, whatever great people said, for example, that is what people follow. You will find that one verse there in the Bhagavad Gita chapter itself. Whatever great people perform, the other people take it as a standard. So Krishna is the greatest man. When he does something wrong, other people say, oh, Krishna did it, I'll also do. Isn't it? Next. How should a devotee encourage common people? 26. He should encourage them, asking them to work for Krishna. He should not artificially ask them to renounce. I should learn. What is Arjuna's question? Verse 36, I already written there. What is that question? Atakkena pravrutyoyam papam charati purushaha anichanna vivashtriya baladiva niyojita. Anichanna vivashtriya baladiva, by force they are engaged. How does Krishna answer it? Immediately next question, 37th verse. Is it there? Kama yesha kodha yesha prajovasa mutva mahasano mahapapa vidyena vidya. Write four qualities on lust. That's all there. Starting from 37th verse to 42nd verse or so, 43rd verse, there are many things spoken about lust. Where lust comes from, what does lust do to you, all these things are there. I think the fourth chapter we have discussed last time. Isn't it? Questions all discussed last time. Fourth chapter. We have not discussed fourth chapter. Huh? I gave.
So okay.
Summarize the history of Bhagavad Gita. First verse of the fourth chapter. Krishna gave knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to whom? Vivaswan. Vivaswan gave it Manu. Manu gave it Diksha. Why Sri Krishna spoke the knowledge to Arjuna only? Fifth verse. Bhakto sime saka chitra sime dhatmam. Saivayam. Which verse? Third verse. Saivayam. Krishna says that, my dear Arjuna, you are my devotee, my friend, that is why I am giving this knowledge to you. What are the reasons for Sri Krishna's appearance and what is the prime purpose? Famous verses in India. Yada yada dharmasya ganit bhavati bharata abhyuddhanam dharmasya tadatmanam shijami paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya jagasmritam. 7th and 8th. What is the prime reason? Paritranaya sadhunam. Among those reasons, to give pleasure to the devotees. That is the main reason. That's also there in the purports you will find. Give 6 categories of avatars, specify the speciality about Sri Chaitanya's appearance. 8th verse purport, which line is it? Mention it, because it's a little bit different. Second last paragraph of 8th verse. 8th verse, second last paragraph. What are the 6 categories of avatars? Purusha avatar, Guna avatar, Neela avatar, Manmantara avatar, Shakta Avesh avatar. You missed out something. Guna avatar, Yuga avatar. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Yuga Avatar. Okay. Name the 4 divisions. Very simple. Tathagatanya Maya system. What are the 4 divisions of the human society? Ramana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. The duties, you all know, simple duties. So are there in the Bhakti. Name the 12 authorities. Which chapter is it? Which verse? Sixteenth verse, last paragraph. Explain karma, akarma and vikarma. Explain karma, akarma, vikarma. There is only one word which is talking about it. Karma no hi bodhavyam, which now is the number? 17th words. Karmanohi bodhavyam bodhavyam svikarmanaha akarmanascha bodhavyam karmano gahana avidhu. Explain action in inaction and inaction in action. This is another words. 18th words. Karmanohi yaha karma pashyet akarma neech karma yaha sa buddhima manasyeshu. What is the purpose of sacrifice? The purpose of sacrifice is transcendental knowledge. 33rd verse. Jnane parisamapyate. What is the last line of the 33rd verse? Read the translation. Yes, Deepak. Read it. Culminate in transcendental knowledge. All the kinds of sacrifices which are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, that is four kinds last time I discussed, they all culminate in what? Transcendental knowledge. Very good. What is eligibility for attaining transcendental knowledge? What is 34th verse talking about? Yes. How do you attain transcendental knowledge? List out the glories of transcendental knowledge. List out the glories of transcendental knowledge. Api chedasi papebhyaha sarvebhyaha papakrittamaha sarvam jnanaplave eva vrijanam santarishyasi. Which verse is that? 36. Yeah, that is the glory. Even though he is a sinful person, not only sinful, the most sinful of the sinful people, even such person, sarvam jnanaplave eva, even by the word of transcendental knowledge, he can cross over. What is the next verse? 38. Nahi jnanena sadrisham avitra vidam vidyate tat swayam yoga sansiddha kalinatmani. These are the two verses talking about the glories of transcendental knowledge. 11th question. What is eligibility for attaining transcendental knowledge? 39. What does it say? Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. If you have faith, if you have shraddha, labhate jnanam. Even though you are very new, but if you are sincere, if you have shraddha, you will get knowledge. Just attend the Bhagavad Gita overview course. After 6 months, you will know so many things. Already you know so many things. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Tatparaha samyatendriya. So what are the qualifications? First he should have shraddha. Sat shraddhavan avade jnanam. Then he should be tatpara. Tatpara means always in anxiety, I want to know more, that kind of interest to be there. Sayateendriya, you should have control over the Shaddhava, Tabate Jnana, Tatpara Sayateendriya, Jnana Mulabhva. Once he attains his knowledge, Param Shanti, he attains real peace. Kachirenad Gachati, immediately he gets. What is the disqualification for attaining transcendental knowledge? What is that? Ajnanasya, Ashraddhanasya, Purushaha. That is what it is. Sanshayatma, Vinashyati. These are the disqualifications. Nayam Lokosinaparo, Nasutam, Sanshayatma. Okay. Four chapters are over. So a little bit hard work this week. How many of you are going to show all the questions written down in your book by next week? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Only 13? So those who do not have the workbook, they can take the workbook from those people who can come, they have tomorrow and collect it. I don't know, like, you know, who came today knew what to do. Okay, you can take right. Okay. His Holiness Gopal Vishwasa Maharaj Institute is going to come. So please be in the class, for attending this class, and let them finish.